The power of prayer. Three timeless examples from the Bible. Prayer is a cornerstone of faith, a direct line of communication with the divine. While the Bible is filled with countless examples of powerful prayers, some stand out for their profound impact and enduring lessons. These three prayers, often considered among the most significant in Scripture, offer a blueprint for communicating with God and demonstrate the transformative power of faith, repentance, and intercession. The Lord's Prayer, the ultimate guide to communication, taught directly by Jesus to his disciples. The Lord's Prayer is more than just a recitation. It's a perfect model for how to approach God. Found in Matthew 6 and Luke 11, it's a comprehensive prayer that covers all aspects of a believer's relationship with God. It begins with praise and reverence, hallowed be your name, moves to surrendering to God's will be done, and then to petitions for daily needs, give us today our daily bread, and forgiveness, forgive us our debts. The prayer concludes with a plea for spiritual protection, making it a complete guide to personal and communal prayer. Example from the Bible, Matthew 6, 9-13, NIV. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Jesus's high priestly prayer, an intimate look at intercession. In the quiet moments before his arrest and crucifixion, Jesus offered a deeply moving prayer for his followers, recorded in John 17. Often called the high priestly prayer, it reveals the heart of Jesus as an intercessor. He doesn't just pray for himself, but for his disciples and all future believers. In this prayer, Jesus asks for their protection, sanctification, and unity, demonstrating the profound bond between him and his followers. Its power lies in its revelation of Jesus' love and his ongoing role as our advocate and intercessor. Example from the Bible, John 17, 15-18, NIV. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. David's prayer of repentance. The power of a contrite heart, found in Psalm 51. King David's prayer is a raw and honest plea for forgiveness, written after he was confronted by the prophet Nathan about his sins of adultery and murder. It is a powerful example of genuine repentance. David doesn't make excuses. He humbly confesses his wrongdoing and asks for a new heart. The prayer's enduring power is in its timeless message. God values a broken and contrite heart above all else, and true restoration begins with sincere confession and a desire for inner transformation. Example from the Bible, Psalm 51, 1-2, 10-12, NIV. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.